Hello everyone. I am Paul Le Guen de Carnaison. I am an embedded software engineer at Savoirfaire Linux. And today I'm going to speak about a little bit about the CPaaS project and how we brought in. About my company, Savoirfaire Linux, we are based both in Montreal and in Rennes, in France, and we are experts in embedded software and free open source engineering. And we've been working on the CPaaS project since last couple of years. So, what is the CPaaS project? CPaaS means Software Enabled Automation Platform and Artifacts Verein. Globally, what is it? We are in a context of energy transition, as you all know, and there is a lot of constraint with this new energy. And the main constraint is that we have a multiplication of the distributed controls. We have more and more power station. And so we have an increase of the data management's need into this power station. And so the idea is, how can we bring some free and open source into this power station? And this is where CPaaS is here. So, to remind, a quick reminder on the aim of CPaaS. The goal of CPaaS is to develop a reference design with an industrial grade on open source and real-time platform. CPaaS allows us to also virtualize platform, and inside this virtualized platform, we can run an automation platform for our power station. And so we can share multi-application provider, and this combine performance and safety. For a 10-minute presentation, I can present in deeper the CPaaS project, but my colleague Erwan already did it last year at Forsten 25th. So if you're interested, you can see his presentation. So the main idea of this presentation is how did we bring some functional tests to the CPaaS project. And for this, I want to take a simple case study. So here is the power lines you can see in the campaign. And you have a tree after a storm that fall on your power lines. And there is two lines that touch each other. And this is a big issue in your electricity system. And so you have systems that must cut the current very quickly to avoid any hazard on people or on the infrastructure. And so how can you have all this safety equipment with CPaaS? So I have a very simple representation of all of this is working. We have first a protection algorithm that makes a decision if there is or not a situation where there is an hazard or not. And this algorithm is running inside a virtual machine, and this is where we have the CPaaS project, because this is running inside a CPaaS cluster, inside a hypervisor, etc. And we have on the opposite side an hardware which is doing the monitoring of our architecture, and the communication between the CPaaS cluster and this hardware is done with a protocol. Maybe you know it. It's the ISC 61850, and this is a protocol which is based on TCP, and it generates packets that we call sample value, and this is the communication between the CPaaS cluster and our hardware. And so why did we need functional tests? CPaaS, as you see, is designed to work on a very critical infrastructure, which is a power distribution. And if we have some issue on the power distribution, there is a the need of the protection of the people and the protection of the infrastructure, because we have electricity hazard. And so in case of a failure, the safety protection must react as soon as possible. And so this is why we need a very, very, very low latency transit of this sample value that transit into the CPaaS cluster. And the last thing is that your power distribution in your country is running every time. You have electricity in your home every time. And so we are a context of a 24 hour and 7 a day context. And so we have to ensure that this latency as low as possible every time. And so we are in a deterministic system where determinism is the primary goal. And so we have a big infrastructure, we have expensive items. And so maybe you are wondering, how can we in our labs, at our desktop, how can we simulate all of this chain simply? So this is the work we've been working on. And so I represent here a very simple scheme about how can we reproduce this protection chain in our lab. The first piece is what we call the publisher machine. And the goal of the publisher machine is to generate the IEC 61850 sample values. And then we have the CPaaS cluster. And the CPaaS cluster is composed of two parts. The first is the hypervisor, which are running virtual machine. And we have the virtual machines, which runs all of the software, which are an SV client receiver that will proceed the sample values that have been sent by the publisher, and a protection algorithm which takes a decision based on this sample value if we are an issue or not. I took here a presentation with two hypervisor and three VM, but it could be a totally different architecture. So what tool did we use to do that? First, on the publisher machine, we use the PCAP format. This is a very ideal high format because we can reproduce some TCP traffic generation. And for example, we can reproduce what could be happen on an electricity infrastructure, for example, a 50 hertz electrical signal. And then we replace them with some tools. Here, I use a TCP replay to send this packet with the pacing we want. We can use some PTP packets to synchronize all of this, but keep in mind that it's not required. It's not an obligation to use. PTP is only used on CPaaS when you wish to use some CPaaS features such as VM synchronization and VM migration, but we are not, this is not obligation to be used. And then on the CPaaS cluster, we have first the hypervisor side, and we have to have very low latency. First, we have some CPU core isolation. So we have done some work to dedicate some core only for the Linux system that is running on the hypervisor, and isolate some core only for the VM which are running, and do also some IRQ and process isolation inside the Linux kernel to be sure we have some priority for some application, etc. We also did some BIOS optimization with. Which is very hardware dependent, but there is a lot to do. There are things like the hyper-threading feature that are very, very bad for determinism, and you have to disable this kind of feature. And then on the virtual machines, we have also, it's kind of the same work that we did on the hypervisor side. Which is all of the isolation and CPU and IRQ, etc. We use what is called the PCI path through. And this is a very interesting feature because it allows us to directly inside VM receive take the packets which are received on the network interface of the hypervisor, and this brought some good performance. And finally, we can also use some SRIOV that can be used if you have multiple virtual machines. But keep in mind that even if you have better results, this is an optional feature. So thank you for your attention, and please let me know if you have a question, and I will answer to it. Thank you.
Have you got any examples of real-world adoption of this where it's, say, currently running?
So you're asking if we have concrete implementation of the CPaaS project? Currently, no. We don't have any concrete implementation because CPaaS is currently only in early adoption. But we have a good opportunity to be it in the future. But currently, it is not in production, if it's your question. But it's the goal of the CPaaS project.
If you don't have a grandmaster clock, what is the source of time?
Mathieu, I will let maybe answer this question about PTP.
In production, we have to have a grandmaster clock, but for testing, we use just Linux PTP as a PTP clock.
Thank you.